चैतन्य चरितामृत आदि लीला चैप्टर 17 टेक्स्ट 244 ओके दिस टेक्स्ट या अर्लियर टेक्स्ट आल्सो कनेक्टिंग टू दिस टेक्स्ट दिस 243 एक दिन महाप्रभुर नित्य अवसाने एक ब्राह्मणे आसी धरिल चरणी One day, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had finished his dancing, a woman, the wife of a brahmana, came there and caught hold of his lotus feet. The next one is Charana Dhuli Sai Loy Barabar Dekhiya Prabhu Dukha Hila Par. As she took the dust off his lotus feet again and again, the Lord became unlimitedly unhappy. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This holding of a great personality's lotus feet is certainly very good for the person who takes the dust. But this example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's unhappiness indicates that a Vaishnava should not allow anyone to take dust from his feet. One who takes the dust of a great personality's lotus feet transfers his sinful activities to that great personality. Unless one is very strong, he must suffer the sinful activities of the person who takes the dust. Therefore, ordinarily, it should not be allowed. Sometimes in big meetings, people come to take the same advantage of touching our feet. On account of this, sometimes we have to suffer from some diseases. As far as possible, no outsider should be allowed to touch one's feet to take dust from them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally showed this by his example, as explained in the next verse. So, here it is said that a brahmana's wife, she came and touched the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took the dust from lotus feet, bar bar, time and again. She was touching the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu became very unhappy. Why Mahaprabhu became unhappy? Because that Brahmani, that wife of Brahmana, was an ordinary woman and did not know about any devotional service or Krishna consciousness. So therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj saying that who takes the dust of great personality, lotus feet, he transfers his sinful activities to that great personality. If an ordinary person will touch the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, then he will transfer his sinful activities to that Vaishnava, and that Vaishnava will suffer. Therefore, generally, the Vaishnavas, they don't allow any unknown person or ordinary person to touch their feet. But at the same time, the dust from the lotus feet of a Vaishnava is very, very powerful. Vaishnava kripa tahe sarva siddhi. When one will get mercy from a Vaishnava, he will get all types of perfection in his life. So Vaishnava kripa. So, a Vaishnava will always pray for the kripa of the bhaktas. By bhaktas kripa, one can get bhakti. So always a Vaishnava thinks, how can I get mercy from a bhakta so that I can progress in my spiritual life? If someone will get mercy from Acharya Vaishnavas, then very easily he can progress in spiritual life. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur singing, Ichchaya Gosain Jabe Braje Kaila Vas, Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Karila Prakas, Tadeir Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanne Vas, Janama Janama Hoy Ei Abhilas. This is Narottam Das Thakur's song is there. One has to serve the lotus feet of Vaishnava. One has to associate with the lotus feet of, one has to associate with the Vaishnava. Tara padarenu mora pancha grass. They are padarenu. Padarenu means the dust from their lotus feet. I should take this dust from their lotus feet. So, if someone will get the mercy from a Vaishnava, when he will give up his body, he will straight go to the abode of Bhagavan Krishna, Bhagavad Dham Prapti. So, without Vaishnava's mercy, one cannot get the lotus feet of Bhagavan. Pada Padma. The great bhaktas, they are always thinking about Bhagavan Krishna. They are always meditating upon Bhagavan Krishna. So when we will get mercy from them, we can also think about Bhagavan Krishna. And very easily we can go to the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. So those who are always thinking about Bhagavan Krishna, they are called Santo, Dhira. Karmi Jnani Yogi Sakali Asanto, Krishna Bhakta Niskam Atev Santo. The Karmi Jnani Yogi, they have so many desires. So therefore their mind is always disturbed. But a Krishna Bhakta, he has no other desire. No material desire is there. His only desire is how to please Bhagavan Krishna. That is the only desire. So therefore, a Krishna Bhakta is always very peaceful and blissful. He has no other kama. Only one kamana, only one desire. That how I will go serve unto the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna and please him. The example is Narada Muni. Narada Muni always he was chanting the name of Lord Hari, Narayana. Always he was meditating upon Bhagavan's lotus feet. Always he was playing Veena instrument and singing the song glorifying Bhagavan Krishna. He was Paribrajaka Acharya. He was wandering whole universe. And he was very peaceful. So many getting the dust from his lotus feet, they have gone to Bhagavad Dham, the abode of Bhagavan. So, what is the way how one can get Hari Bhakti? So he must not allow our mind to go in any other directions. We should go and listen from a Bhakta Bhagavata about Krishna Katha. Katha Amrita, Nectarian Krishna Katha. And we must take the dust from the lotus feet of Bhakta Bhagavata, feet washing water, and his remnants. These three things will give us so much potency, so much strength. Therefore, the song is there. Thakura Vaishnava Pada Abanira Susampada Suno Bhai Haiya Ekamana Astraya Laya Bhaje Tare Krishna Nahi Teje Arasabha More Akarana Vaishnava Charana Jala Prema Bhakti Ditevala Arakeha Nae Balabanta Vaishnava Charana Renu Mastake Bhushana Binu Aranai Bhushanera Anta Tirtha Jala Pavitra Gune Likhi Ache Purane Sesava Bhaktira Pravanchana Vaishnavera Pada Doko Samana He Eishava Jate Haye Banchita Purana Vaishnava Sangate Mana Anandita Anukhana Sada Hoye Krishna Parasanga Dina Narottama Kande Hiya Dharja Nai Bande Moro Devdasa Keno Haila Bhanga Thakura Vaishnapada Abanira Susampada. In this world, the Vaishnava's Pada Padma, Vaishnava's lotus feet, the real wealth. Suno bhai, haya ekamana. Asraya laya bhaja tare Krishna nahita je arsa mareya karana. Those who are taking shelter at the lotus feet of Vaishnava and doing bhajan, they will never get death. They will never go to Jamaraj's level. But others, they will get death and they will go to Jamaraj's level. Vaishnava Charana Jala, Prema Bhakti Dite Bala, Arkehana Balavanta. So feet washing water of Vaishnava is so powerful, it can give us Prema Bhakti. Nothing else can give us Prema Bhakti. Vaishnava Charana Mastaka Bhushana Binu are nahi Bhushana Ranta. There is no other decoration than Vaishnava's dust from the Vaishnava's lotus feet. Tirtha Jala Pavitra Gune Likhiya Che Purane Sesa Bhaktira Pabanchana Tirtha Jala, the Tirtha water, very pure, we know, in Puranas, in many shastras, it is written that tirtha water is very pure, but this is all cheating. That will never give us bhakti. If you will take bath in tirtha jala, tirtha water, we cannot get bhakti. As we will get bhakti by putting the feet washing water of Vaishnava on our head. It cannot be compared with the feet washing water of Vaishnava, the Tirtha Jala, Tirtha water. And all the desires will be fulfilled if we are pouring the feet washing water of a Vaishnava on our head. So if we are associating with Vaishnava, we are remaining with Vaishnava, then we will get enough pleasure, enough bliss. And finally, we will have association of Bhagavan Krishna. By association with Vaishnava, one can get association of Bhagavan Krishna. So therefore, Narottam Das Thakur is saying, the Dino Narottam Kande, he is crying for the association of Vaishnava. He is crying for the kripa of Vaishnava. So Vaishnava remnant also very powerful. Bhagavan's remnant is called Mahaprasada. Prasada means kripa, mercy. Mahakripa, great mercy. But Vaishnava's remnant is called Mahaprasada. Great kripa is there. So, in this connection, we will find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the example is given, Kalidas Prabhu. So he is nephew of Raghunath Das Goswami. Barsantare aila sabu Gaudere bhakta gana Tansavaro sange aila Kalidasa nama Raghunatha dasa teha Hoy gyanti khuda Vaishne vera uchishta khaite Teha haila budha Gaura deshe hoy jato Vaishnavera gana Sobarau chishta khaite Teha karila bhojana Uttam vastu bheta laya Taro thai jaye Taro thai shashapatra Laena magiya. So this Kalidas, after rainy season, when the devotees of Bengal, Gaura Desha, they came to Orissa, Puri, Kalidas also came with them. Kalidas was nephew of Raghunath Das Goswami, and he used to eat only remnants of Vaishnavas. So in Bengal, whoever Vaishnava is there, Kalidas goes to them and offer them nice fruit or nice food, and then he will ask for the remnants. So one time he brought a very sweet mango, big sweet mango. And he brought to one Vaishnava family. The Vaishnava couple, they are very old, but they will never allow this remnants to anyone. But Kalidas, he wants to take remnants from them. So he came with mango, and he gave that mango to that Vaishnava. The Vaishnava said, okay, I will offer it to Govinda Dev, and I will take later on. You go. So Kalidas did not leave. He remained at the back side of the house of that Vaishnava, waiting till night. Then in the evening time, they offered the mango to Govindadev, and they took it, then threw the seed and skin backside their rubbish bin. And he was waiting, hiding, Kalidas. He took that skin and seed and started taking. So this was the nature of Kalidas. Ei mato vaishnavai se jato gauro dese Kalidaso echesovar nila avose se sei Kalidaso jobe Nila chole aila Mahaprabhu tarupo Mahakrupa korila Sarvajna siromani Chaitanya isoro Vaishnaveta harabhishas Jane Antaro. So, this way, Kalidas in Bengal, he was going to all the Vaishnavas and giving some, offering some food, and when they will take, then he was taking the remnants. This way, when he came to Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, that time, Mahaprabhu became very happy on him. So Mahaprabhu showered mercy on him. Because Mahaprabhu is Sarvajnata. He knows everything. He knows that how much faith this Kalidas is having in his heart. He knows this thing. Sei guna laya prabhu tare tushta hailo aniradu lavaprasam tahare korilo prabhu ra ingita govinda sabhi jane kalidase Dile Prabhu Sesha Patra Ane, which is very rare. Mahaprabhu's remnant. Mahaprabhu generally does not give remnant to anyone. Very rarely persons, real devotees, they can get Mahaprabhu's remnant. But Mahaprabhu was so happy on Kalidas, so he directed Govinda to give his remnant to Kalidas. So Kalidas got Mahaprabhu's remnant. So, because Kalidas was always taking the remnants of Vaishnavas, now he got mercy from Mahaprabhu. Directly he got remnants of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu's Mahaprasad. Vaishnavera avasesa etaka mahima Kalidasa pailaka prabhur krupa sima Tate Vaishnavar jhuta khao, chhaadi gruna lajo, jaha hoite pavavan, chita sab kajo. So, Kalidas was always taking the remnants of Vaishnavas. So therefore, he got unlimited mercy from Mahaprabhu. So, one should take the remnants of Vaishnav, giving up all types of shyness or all types of hatredness towards that remnant. So if someone is taking the remnants of a Vaishnav, so his desire will be fulfilled. He can get bhakti very easily. Krishna ruchishta hai mahaprasadanam, bhakta sesa maha mahaprasadana. Krishna's remnant is mahaprasad, bhakta's remnant is maha mahaprasad. Bhakta pada dhuli yaro, bhakta pada jala, bhakta bhukta abhasesa, etin sadhane rabala. Etin seva hoite, Krishna prema hoye, puna puna sarvasastra pukariya koye. Tate bara bara kohe, suna bhakta gana, viswasaka riyakara, etina sevana. Bhakta pada dhuli, the dust coming out from the lotus feet of bhakta. Bhakta pada jala, the feet washing water of bhakta. Bhakta bhukta avasesa, the remnants of bhakta. These three gives us strength in our sadhana. Itina sadhana bhava. If we are getting these three, then we can get prema bhakti. Very easily one can get prema bhakti. And all the scriptures, time and again, all the scriptures are saying this thing. So, O bhaktas, please listen. You should put faith on these three things. You should try to get the three things. Very important. So, Kalidas, when he was in Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu always goes to see Jagannath every day morning, and when he goes near the lion gate, there is a place where Mahaprabhu washes his feet before going inside. And he has told, he had already told to Govinda, you see, no one should touch this water. You should be very, very careful. But when Kalidasa was going to Jagannath Puri with Mahaprabhu, so when Mahaprabhu washed his feet, immediately Kalidasa drank that water. And Govinda was shouting, hey, what you did? Mahaprabhu said, no, no, let him take it. Because he got the mercy from Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu knows what is in his heart. He is always looking for the mercy from bhakta, Vaishnava bhakta. So, by the mercy of Vaishnava bhakta, one can get prem bhakti, bhakti towards Krishna. So, if we will serve a Vaishnava, we will take the dust from the Vaishnava's lotus feet, and we take the feet washing water and remnants, then we can get love of Krishna very easily. So though here Mahaprabhu is showing example not to take this dust from the feet of any great Vaishnava, but still that dust from the Vaishnava is very powerful. Even if a Vaishnava is not allowing to take the dust from his feet, but we can get the dust from the floor where he is walking, where he is putting step, we can take the dust and take. Sometimes the bhaktas, Vaishnavas, they don't allow to touch their feet. But we can get the dust because he is putting his step on the floor and we can get dust from that. So, this is very important thing in spiritual life. The dust of the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, the feet washing water, and the remnants of a Vaishnava. So if we are getting it, then we can get prem bhakti very easily. Okay, thank you very much. Jai Sri Sri Chaitanya Chaitamata ki jai. Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. All Chaitanya Bhakta Gudunda ki jai. Sri Sri La Gurudev ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda ji ki jai. Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman ji ki jai. Samaveta Gaura Bhakta Gudunda ki jai. Itai Gaur Pimanandi.